AMP is one of Australia's biggest investment companies, but it needs to expand or face being swallowed up. So the pressure has been on to launch a new bid for rival AXA Asia Pacific.
We believe the proposed merger represents a compelling value for AXA APH's shareholders, who would receive a significant premium over the undisturbed value of the business, along with the opportunity to participate in the ongoing earnings of a stronger and more competitive merged group.
That's AMP boss Craig Dunn speaking to journalists earlier today. The cash and share offer values AXA at just over $13 billion. AXA investors are being offered at least $6.43 a share.
And in addition, they are entitled to receive their second half dividend up to 9.25 cents per share. So, relatively speaking, it's a very competitive offer. It's a very fair offer, which we would encourage the independent directors of AXA APH to recommend to their minority shareholders.
AMP's original offer of $12.9 billion in December last year was trumped by a higher bid from the National Australia Bank. The NAB was trumped by the competition regulator, the ACCC. It said the bid would lessen competition. Now Craig Dunn is aiming higher and tapping into anger against the big four banks. He wants to make a combined firm the fifth pillar of financial services in Australia.
A very large proportion of the country's financial services assets are owned by the large four banks, and we think by merging the two businesses it would substantially improve our scale, substantially improve the combined entity's capacity to compete against those larger major banks. So we think it's very significant in terms of improving greater competition in the financial services market in Australia.
But Morningstar financial analyst David Ellis thinks it's unlikely the deal will create more competition in the banking sector.
In some respects, it is an overambitious statement. Obviously, the combined AMP-AXA group would not have a significant presence in the banking sector. It would dominate the wealth management sector and the risk insurance sector. It's a deal that AMP really can't afford not to do. If AMP doesn't get this deal over the line, it really does focus M&A activity on AMP itself.
So if AMP doesn't succeed, then it will become a takeover target?
Yes, that's what I think.
And who's the most likely predator? One of the big four banks?
Possibly one of the big four banks. However, of course, the heightened level of anti-bank feeling at the moment in the media and political circles possibly means that a major bank taking over an AMP is less likely. So it could come from overseas.
AMP will team up with AXA Asia Pacific's French parent, AXA SA. It plans to hold on to AXA's Australian and New Zealand businesses. AXA SA will buy the Asian insurance business. Craig Dunn isn't looking at Asian expansion, even though it's the strategy of the big banks.
Our strategy in Asia is a very different one to the nature of the businesses that would pass across to 100% ownership to AXA SA. Our approach in Asia, and this is AMP's strategy, it's not in any way commenting on the relevance or appropriateness of other companies' strategies, but in our view, to be successful in Asia, it is much better for us to focus on asset management.